Okay, first of all, Hayem Yem Shlishi, it's Tuesday, and it's Beis Adar. Hey Tov Shinayim Vov, that's the number one thing. Ershnus, numero uno. Second of all, we're learning a Maimit, which I should have done on Friday and Sunday, but as they say in the real world, I got myself sick, so I wasn't here, so we're doing it now. And we're starting on page Kuf Dalet, Sif Gimel. Now, I told you that I advertised this yesterday, and today, of course, we're going to be learning this. It has two halves. The first half, which we're starting now for four pages, is Torah. The second half, which is another four pages, is Mitzvahs. And in each case, the Torah learns from the Pasuk, Ve'ela Mishpatim Ashatosim Lifneim, two opposite messages. That in the words Ve'ela Mishpatim Ashatosim Lifneim, Ki Sikne Evedivri, you have the message of Bittul, and you have the message of Tainuk. That means that, as I showed you yesterday, if you were here yesterday, I showed you a little box, which was the code to the Maimon. Torah has two parts, learning and understanding, and Bittul. But the Chiddush is the Bittul, and Mitzvahs has two parts, Bittul and Tainuk, and the Chiddush is the Tainuk. And Parshas Mishpatim begins with Torah. The first pasuk is a pasuk about Torah. Ve'ela Mishpatim Mishatasel Bifneim Ki Tikne Evedivri, to teach us the need that in Torah there should be not just Tainuk but also Bittul. And it sets up the whole of Parshas Mishpatim, which is all about Mitzvahs, where naturally you would assume Mitzvahs have to have Bittul, and the Torah says you also have to have Tainuk. So without wasting any time, let's go to the text and read Sif Gimel. Now let me set this up. Yesterday's class finished with a very, very subtle question. And this subtle question really is the opening of the whole Maimed. The answer to this question is going to be from Thursday, not today. And the question is, the first mitzvah in Parshas Mishpatim is Eved, to give us the message of Kabbalah Seil. But it says Eved Ivri, not Eved Knaini. Why? And as I told you already, the reason is because Eved Knaini can have Bittul, but he can't have Gishmak. Tainuk. The remez of Kitikne Eved Ivri Dafke is to teach us that in Kabbalah Seil there needs to be Tainuk, that in a place of Tainuk there needs to be Kabbalah Seil. In other words, in Mitzvahs, in Torah, it's not enough to understand it, but you also have Kabbalah Seil. And in Mitzvahs, it's not enough to have Kabbalah Seil, you have to have also Tainuk, and the remez is Dafka Eved Ivri, Moidendik. So let's begin. The Yuvan Behegdim Droshes Razal. So the Rebbe proceeds to ask a question and to give. If you look inside 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you look, I put into your text Roman numeral 1, Roman numeral 2, Roman numeral 3, Roman numeral 4, and Roman numeral 5. Five different points about the same principle. It says in the Pasuk, Ve'ela Mashpatim Ashatosim Lifneim, that these are the Mishpatim, the edicts, that you have to tossim Lifneim. And the Shaila is why it says tossim. Why doesn't it say talamdim? It should say, Talamdim, teach them to Tosim Lifneim. Says the Rebbe LeMeidin, it teaches us, four lines from the bottom, She'ein Maspik, She'arav Shein LeTamidav Halachas Kama Piyomim. It's not enough that a teacher teaches and reteaches and reteaches a halacha many times. At She'yir Yusadurim Befiim, that the Talmud should know the halacha. Eletzorech Gam Losum Lifneim. You have to place it into them. And placing it into them means tam hamiyashiv talmudim. It's not enough to tell them the deal, you have to tell them the tam. The word tam means reason, but the word tam also means gishmak, delight, pleasure. And since the Torah says, ve'ela mishpatim ashetosim, it's not enough to teach them a halacha, it's not even enough to teach them a halacha many times, but you have to teach them the halacha in such a way that they know the tam. Says the Rebbe, Pizeh Yeshleima, that's how we understand the Hemshech. The Mashakosul Liachar Ezeh, when it says in the next Pasuk, Ki Tikne, and over here it's Lashon Yochid. And of course, if you remember from yesterday, that we had the first two questions were, the first question was, Eila Mishpatim Ashatosim Lifneim, Lifneim is Lashon Rabim, many Yidden, and Lifneim is Lashon Nister, to them, third person. And the next pasuk says, Ki Tikne is Lashon Yochid, you will purchase. And it's also Lashon Noichach. It's second person, you. So how come the Teda goes from third person in plural to second person in singular? And the answer is because Ketikne doesn't go on the Talmud. Ketikne goes on the Rav. Eila mishpatam ashatasim lifneyem. The way you have to teach the Teda, the Talmud has to be in such a way, Ketikne, that the teacher should acquire the Talmud. Look inside. It says the Rebbe, Ketikne koi gamal ashatasim shaharav, that a teacher, tzarech lishanes letalmidav, has to teach his students be'efen in such a way, it should become the property of the students. So you would touch the words kitikne as du was pale zain a talmud, a kinyan and an evidivity. You will affect a kinyan in the Talmud. That's how you touch it. Hashem is talking to Mesha. Don't just tell him the dinim, place the timim inside of them, it should become theirs. Kitikne, so that you will affect in the Talmud a kinyan. It becomes the Talmud's own. And the Rebbe brings us a classic Gemara, a very, very famous Gemara, which Chassidus Shturm Gvaldik, okay? And it's based on one of the first Pesukim in Tilim. Ashrei Ish. Asher Leyelech Batzas Reshoim of Derech Atayim Leyomad, Ki Im, Beteres Havaye Chefzei, Uveseiro Seyege Yeman Volo. The second Pesukim in Tilim, Ki Im, but rather, Beteres Hashem Chefzei, the Teda of the Eibishter, is his desire, and in his Teda, Yehaga, he will speak, or he will think, or he will be diligent, Yom Volala day and night. Here again, you have a classic question. In the same pasuk, you call the Teda, Teda Hashem, and then 3 words later, you call Teda, say, his. Who is him? You hear me? The same pasuk, second pasuk in Tilim. V'teiras havayich, say the Teda of the Eibishter, and Teuch Kedaydiba, you say Teda, say his Teda. So the Gemara explains it in Chassidus Shturim's. When a person starts learning the Torah, it's the Eibishter's. When a person finishes learning the Torah, it's his own. Torah Hashem means you're all learning the Torah belongs to Hashem. Torah say doesn't mean his Torah, the Eibishter's. Torah say means the students. You teach him the Torah in such a way that you affect in the Talmud a kinyan. Ukamayim erazal al aposog b'teiras avayechefzei v'zerosa yega yema b'leil top of page kufhei. When you start learning, you're learning Hashem's Teda. Becomes your Teda. Teda say, which of course is the reason why a Talmud Chochem Shemochal Al Kvedi Kvedi Mochal Alamdna scholar is allowed to forgive his honor. Why is a scholar allowed to forgive his honor? You dishonored the Talmud Chochem. You dishonored the Teda, and the answer is because the Teda is considered his own. At the beginning of the limud, it's the Eibishter's Teda. But when you master it, it becomes your own. So, Eila Mishpatam Ashatosim Lifneyem. How do you have to teach Teda? You have to teach it in a way of Sima, that you plant the reason for the Teda inside the Talmud. You make it in that Talmud the Kinyan, it becomes his Metzias. So, this is the first insight into this pasuk. Means you teach a Yid Teda in a way of Sima, you give him the Tam, and you affect the Talmud a king. Then goes number 2, page Kuf Hei. Gam Yeshleim, another Pshat, a deeper Pshat. First of all, it says, Ashetosim Lefneim Kitikne, that you teach it to the Talmud in such a way that it becomes a kinyan in the Talmud. Is kitikne utzivu inesif. To be sure, kitikne is actually a second command, ala tzivu de tosim lifneim, on the commandment of tosim lifneim. In other words, not like in the first pshat, that ki ela mishpat mashtat lifneim kitikne, there is one idea that you give him the Torah in such a way that he has the reasons for the Torah, and therefore the Torah becomes the Talmud's own, but there's something even more. So the Rebbe says, v'yuvan zeh behekdim. In order to explain this, you need to preface. Shalachayre in a move on, it's hard to understand. We know that Teda comes down to a level of a person's mind. Achenasis Teda say it becomes the person's own Teda, who Yerida Lachayre is a descent. Teda starts out as Hashem's Teda, and then it becomes your Teda. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Teda as Hashem is a part of the Eibishter's infinity. As the Teda becomes yours, it seems to be compromised. Legabe ha Teda, kumeshi Teda savai. When you start learning Torah, it's Hashem's Torah. You finish learning Torah, it's your own Torah. That doesn't sound like a good thing. Why? Because when you're learning it as part of Hashem's Torah, it's part of Hashem's infinity. When you're learning it as a part of your own Torah, it's not a part of Hashem's infinity. So now you go six lines into that paragraph, and the answer is like this. Now, if you were here yesterday, when I did all the introductions, yesterday's class was 45 minutes long. I edited it and I put it up already. 30 minutes was introduction, 35 minutes was introduction. And what the Nekuda was, we chazed over the Sikha from Mashpatim Nun Beis, which was said 5 days after the Rebbe gave out this Maimon. This Maimon came out on Monday, Chav Beis Shvat, Shabbos Chav Zayin, Shvat was Mishpatim Tov Shun Nun Beis, and the Rebbe spoke mamish the same in Yonim, in the Sikha that says here in the Maimon, that you shouldn't really understand anything of the Torah. The very idea that you understand the Torah is Hashem bringing it down to a level of understanding. Says the Rebbe, the way the Eibishter brought the Torah down is in such a fashion, shegam la'acharei, those two words are circled, that even after the Torah descended and came into the human mind, it continues to be the infinite wisdom of Hashem, which is beyond the limitations of a person. In other words, when you understand Torah, there's two opposites. Number one, what you're understanding is correct. And number two, what you're understanding is a part of God's infinity. How could that be? How could you understand something and it should still be a part of God's infinite wisdom? And the Torah is, that's the matana. That when a Yid wants to know the emes of Torah, and he learns Torah the way he's supposed to, like it's explained at length in Samach Vav and in other places, how a Yid learns Torah with the correct reverence, even though he understands it in his mind, it's a part of the Ein Sof. Says the Rebbe, v'zeh she'muvenes gam, b'seichel anushi, the fact that a person understands it is not making it less, but fakeret mipnei she'shor she'bein Ein Sof habeligavu, the root of Torah is in the infinite of the Ein Sof. It's not limited in high or low. It comes down into the human mind as well. In other words, the nays of Lazer, first of all, even after you understand it, it's still Hashem's Chochmah. Hashem's Chochmah is called Teiras Hashem. It comes into your brain in a way that you understand it so well that it's called Torah, say your own Torah. So even as it's your own Torah, it's still emes. This is the Matana. The Tanoim and the Ameroim study the Torah, but they studied it with so much yid. I've told you this many times. This is Samach Vav. When a person learns something, especially if he's smart, he enjoys it. What is the only instant where a person who's very smart uses his mind and he's afraid? And the answer is, if the consequence of his learning is going to be somebody else's action. So he's learning, he wants to know the truth, but he's afraid if he makes a mistake, someone gets hurt. So when you learn an idea, but you know that from this idea is going to come a machine, or something practical that's going to be used on the road, there's a fear. Because it's not just understanding, it's affecting people's lives, someone can get hurt. When a Yid learns Torah la'halacha, the Paskin Ashaila says Chassidus, you can have a learning, which is intellectual, which is a Yishmak, riddled with a Kabbalah sale, with a fear of making a mistake. Therefore, even as a person brings the Torah down to his level of his own understanding, and he Paskins the Halacha, it's still the Eibishter's infinite wisdom because of that fear element. But then the Rebbe says more. Moreover, if you've lost the place on seven lines from the bottom of Kuf Hei, when the Torah comes down to the level of the person's mind, Nasa Bo Yisrei, the Torah has a higher level. The Torah comes down into this world and achieves a higher madrega. Why? When Torah descends into this world, and a human being has to be misyageh to understand it. And is able to understand it, Mizgala Boshosha reveals its root, Beirin Seifa Beligvul, the infinity of Ein Sof. In other words, the way Torah is learned in a heavenly realm. The heavenly realms are very spiritual, they're conducive to Torah. So when in the heavenly worlds they understand their Torah, they understand the Torah because of their heavenliness. When the Torah is learned down here, with the Yetzer Hara, with distractions, and of course, most importantly, because it's Limud HaMevri Demaisa, there's no halachas in Gan Eden, there's no mitzvahs in Gan Eden, just here. So when a Yid down here is on a much lower level understands the Torah, he actually not only preserves the Torah, but he adds the element of Ein Seif. Says the Rebbe, Alderav Zabin Egeil Azeh, in addition to this, five lines from the bottom, Adi Limud HaTeira Bavana Vasog. When you learn Teira, understand it. So first of all, Nas HaTeira Teira Seh, it's your own Teira. Shala Adam Aleimit, of the person learning it. So the Rebbe says 2 points again. Number one, Shagam La'achre Shei Naseh Teira Seh Shala Adam Aleimit, even after it becomes yours. Nasebo HaYisrein L'Gavi Dargis HaTeira. I'm sorry, Nisheres Mehusa Teira Hashem is still the Eibishter's Teira. It doesn't become false because you understand it, because you learn it with the Mesiras Nefesh. So now the Rebbe has three lines from the bottom, but you say them. Is there, in addition, when a Yid learns Teira, to the extent that it becomes its own, Nasebo Yisrein, there's an addition, the way the Teira is by itself. Turn to page Kuf Vav, beginning of the page, because I gili ain't safe shalomaila mi avaya. Because only ain't safe, which is higher than avaya, could be machabir umaached as a adam im havaya, join a person with avaya that a yid and the eibisha should be one, and that's the touch. Eila mishpata mashatosav afneya means you give a yid a teira to such an extent that it becomes his own. Kitikne evadivri, so the words kitikne means something is not just kitikne evadivri that. The person who learns it makes it his own. But there's a kinyan, there's an addition added to the Torah. And the Rebbe now continue. Vehine. Okay, so I guess let me just say it. The question is, Ve'elam mishpatam ashatosim lefneihem ki tikne evadivri. So the simple question is, why do you start off Lashon Rabbim and Lashon Nistir in plural and in third person to them, and you finish Lashon Yochid and Lashon Eichach when you will acquire? So the first pshat that Rebbe gave us was what? That you have to, a teacher has to give the student the timim, the reasons for the Torah, until that student makes it a kinyan. Ki sikne means that the teacher affects the student a kinyan. So it's one idea. You teach it to the student to such an extent that he understands it, it becomes his own. Now the Rebbe says there's two ideas. Number one, you give it to the student to the extent that it becomes his own. And number two, when the student understands the Torah in his own mind, the Torah has an aliyah. Something is added to the Torah that would not be in the Torah by itself. Let's keep reading. Vehine. Shnei enyonim anal shabatei. With two ideas in Torah. Torah Hashem, the Torah of Hashem, and Torah say the Torah of the person. So the Rebbe says, "Bederach klal is ha-Torah k'meishihi ba-atzilus or k'meishihi b'vriyah." Torah Hashem means the Torah of Atzilus. Teira say your Teira means the Teira of Bria, and he brings from Kabbalah where it explains this. This is said the Rebbe brings now. I'm going to skip these words. And the reason the Teira begins with a Beis and not with an Aleph, because the Teira Natsilis begins with an Aleph. The Teira we learn begins with a Beis because it's in Bria. And then the Rebbe brings that out. Yevhina Yadua, six lines into the paragraph. Atzilus nikra b'shem kinyan. Atzilus means kinyan. The word Atzilus, right? The women don't say Kiddush Lavana. So you don't know this. But in Kiddush Lavani you say Baruch Oiseich, which is Asiyah, Baruch Yetzrich, which is Yetzirah, Baruch Berech, which is Bein, and say Baruch Koinech. Koinech is Atzilus. Okay? So the Torah of Hashem is Atzilus. The Torah that we learn is Briah. Now go to my arrow. Go to my arrow. Middle of the paragraph on page Kuvot, there's an arrow. Vezehu, and this is the Pshat. Shela'acharei she'eimen ashatosim lefneim. Number one. A teacher teaches his student. He doesn't just tell him what the law is. He gives him the reason behind the law. And the reason to give him the reason behind the law, that the student should know everything the teacher knows, so that he should also become a teacher. So a tosim of neya means you personalize the Torah. You take God's wisdom and you give it to a person until it becomes his own. But then it says something more. Kitikne. What's that kitikne? You're learning Torah and you're understanding it. Understanding it in your own mind. Skip the parenthesis. It becomes the Torah of the student Torah. Shall ha'adam ha'leimed of the person who learns it. At the same time, while he's learning it, it should be ba'oifen in such a way that the student feels Shahateira shalemed, that the Torah that he's learning, even after it becomes his own, is Teiras Hashem, is still the Eibish that's Teiras. Teiras Hashem, Atzilas Ki Tikne. So here's how you teach it. Ve'eila HaMishpatim HaShetosim Lefneim. This is the Teira that you give to the student in such a way that it's his own. How do you give the Teira to the student in such a way that it becomes his own? That he understands everything the teacher understands. You don't keep any secrets. Whatever the teacher understands, whatever the teacher knows, the student gives the teacher. But then there's something else. So wait. Let's talk right here. Before the student learned, the Torah that the student is going to learn tomorrow is whose? It's Hashem's. Torah's Hashem. After the student learns, and he understands it to the extent that it becomes his own, it's called Torah, it's called his own Torah. And by the way, the ultimate example of his own Torah is when a person is Mechadish Achidish Torah, comes up with a new idea in Torah. So this student has taken the Torah, which was first Hashem, and he made it his own. And then you say to this student, Ki Tikne. What does that mean? Tikne means Atzilus. Ashatosim Lefnei means that you come down into his mind, means Briya. So you say to the student like this, the Torah started off in Atzilus, was called Torah Hashem. The Torah came down to Briya. Asher tosim lefneim, you should be able to understand it. And when you understand it on a level of avana vasage, it's bria. And then comes number three, ki tikne. Raise up the Torah that you understand to be in the madrega of Atzilus. Meaning, that even after you're understanding it, it's still the Eibish to stay. And this is what the Rebbe is now explaining. Teres havayez Atzilus. Teresay means it came down to bria. And Eil HaMishpatim HaShetosim Lefneim means teach it to the student in such a way that it becomes his own personal Torah. And then you tell him, Ki Tikne, it should still be the Eibishtas. Val Pi Zeh Yesh Levayet, 7 lines from the bottom of page Kuvav, and accordingly we can explain, Madi Isa B'Yerushalmi, it says in the Yerushalmi, at the beginning of the Maimah, we had it, that Tosim is Miloshin Sima, the word Tosim means secret. She'ein Niglus, which is Roze Torah, which means the secrets of the Torah. In order that a yid should learn Torah, he understands it with his own mind. And nevertheless, he should still feel that it's Hashem's Torah. The Torah of Atzilus, which is Ki Tikne, who al yedei gilui haneshama k'meishu be Atzilus, by revealing the neshama of the yid, which is in Atzilus. And by revealing the neshama of Yid, which is in Atzilus, he can experience the Torah in Atzilus. 3 lines from the bottom. I skip 1 line. The gila b'chinazuda neshama, sasim the neshama to reveal the neshama in Atzilus. It's a delimit pnimiyas hatera, sasim the eraisa by learning pnimiyas hatera chsidis kabbalah, the secrets of the Torah, which reveal the secrets of the neshama. Vezehu, and this is the pshat. Asher tosim lifneim ki tikne. You have to teach the Torah to a student until it becomes his own. But you teach the Torah to the student to the extent that it becomes his home, but you also give him the secrets. Tosim is Lashon Sima. Lean with Pnimiyas HaTorah, the inner dimension, the Neshama of the Torah, which reveals Pnimiyas HaNeshama, and as a result of this, there could be Ki Tikne. This is really the end of the second shot. It continues from the previous tickle. I'm going to explain this. Again, let's repeat it, okay? The question on the table is, let me just repeat the basic point. The basic point is that this pasuk is about Torah. All of Parshas Mishpatim is going to be about mitzvahs, as you'll see. This pasuk, Ve'eila Mishpatim HaShasim Lefneim Ki Tikne Ever Divdi, is about Torah. So far the Rebbe gave us basically 2 pshatim. The first pshat's a simple one. Ve'eila Mishpatim HaShasim Lefneim, when you teach a student, don't just tell him the din and repeat it to him many times. Tell him the reason for the din, so he can become himself a teacher. And the end of that will be Ki Tikne. You're going to help your student koine the Torah, to become the student's own. That's the first taich. Now you have a second taich. What's the second taich? It's a chsidish taich. Ve'eila mishpatim asher tosim lefneim. You have to teach the Torah to a student to the extent that the student should understand it. But you want to teach it to the student to the extent that the student understands it, and at the same time, even after the student understands it, he should still feel that it's Hashem's Torah. Ve'eila mishpatim asher tosim lefneim. Teach it to the student to the extent that the student understands it in his own mind. Ki tikne. And it should still be the Torah of Atzilus. How could you have both of those things? How could you bring Torah to the level of human understanding and at the same time it should be a Torah of Atzilus? And the answer is because there's another taich in the word Asher Tosim. Secrets of Torah. When you teach him the Seidus of Torah, when you teach him the Pnimis of Torah, Kabbalah, the Chassidus, it allows that even after he understands the Torah in his Havana Vasaga, it remains Rasesh Allah Kadosh Baruch. And this is the second taich. So in short, the second taich is Torah is very holy. In order for Torah to come below, you have to join together opposites. The human mind and godliness. To join together opposites of the human mind and godliness, you have to go even higher. And therefore the Torah as it comes below is not only still the Torah of the Eibishter, but the Torah as it comes below, since it's coming into your mind and remaining the Torah of the Eibishter, is because revealing something higher than it was when it was in the higher worlds. And that's why revealing Pnimiyas HaTorah, the Neshama of Torah. There's a lot to be ma'irich in this. I'll just tell you about the Rebbe's father. As we know, this new book came out now. It's called Early Years. I'm reading it. It's a very technical book. I'm violating the law I'm about to tell you, but I would very strongly encourage you not to look at the footnotes. Just read the text. Look at the footnotes. It becomes very technical. The whole book, it's meant to... Everything has to have a moker and a raya. It doesn't read like a siddish asipa. It reads like a researched work because they have to impress ichveis nidvimen. But if you read it without the footnotes, it has a little warmth. Even though it's whatever. It's a book made to be academically acceptable. A book that's academically acceptable is not made for normal people. You can't read it. Oh, I find that. But you can if you read it without the notes, it has still a shtickle gishmak. There's the wonderful notes. Everything is sourced and so on. Anyway, the Rebbe said, in one of the pieces that I read already, the Rebbe used to say, I don't quote my father often, because everybody knows that everything I learned from my father. And the Rebbe brought a raya from a Gemara, that there were Amiroyim who had Rebbes, that the Reif Talmudim, or Kol Talmudim, they learned from their teacher, Rabbi Yechim had a Talmud, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yezer, and so on. He says they never quoted the teacher because everybody knew whatever they say is that everyone was saying. Everything I have is my father's, into the sons of So the Rebbe said, they said, it's known in the letters. Rabbi Levik was a makubal, Kiyadum of was a very big makubal. And the Rebbe and Rabbi Levik corresponded. And Derech Agav, parenthetically, I'll tell you, Moidin de Kazakh, I heard this, I guess, third hand. I heard it from someone who heard it from someone. Who heard it from Simcha Gorodetsky, who witnessed it. Simcha Gorodetsky was Emes HaChassid. He was in Reb Levick's house in the 1930s, after the Rebbe had left Russia. And one day the mail came, and the Reb Levick picked up the mail, and before he opened a certain letter, he put on his gatel, and his kshetuk, and his hat, and his gatel. So Reb Simcha Gorodetsky said to Reb Levick from Emen HaDebriv, who is the letter from? So Reb Levick said, from the Mzud. From my son, not from the Friedrich, from my son. He put on his tzitzit and his hat and his gartel. So Reb Simcha said to him, he's your son, you're putting on your gartel. So Reb Levick answered, Eret mir shein lein gibe yishtigin. He passed me long ago. Reb Levick knew who the Rebbe was. But anyway, so they had these correspondence. They used to write letters. The Rebbe used to write them in Yonim, in Nigla, and in Kabbalah. So the Rebbe once wrote to Rebbe, his father, a long Indian, and asked his father his opinion. And his father answered was that anything that you do, you should right away be metavech it with Kabbalah, align it with Kabbalah. Because if you align it with Kabbalah, you know it's emes. It's Reb Levick writes to the Rebbe. Now there's a lot of ways of explaining that statement. And one of them is, this is not probably what Reb Levick meant, but this is why I'm going to explain it to you, that it says in Chazal, the Rebbe, there's a maimon from the Rebbe on this, from the Alter Rebbe, that Ein Megalin Rosei Teira Lamisha Libe Deyeg Bekirbe. A person who learns Kabbalah, Pnimiyas HaTeira, automatically has Yiddish Shamayim. That's how the Rebbe explains it. Not don't reveal Kabbalah to someone unless they're a Yiddish Shamayim, but if you learn Kabbalah, you're going to be a Yiddish Shamayim. So the Rebbe Levick is saying to the Rebbe, the Emes of Teira is a Yiddish. Because when you have Yiddish, Teira is Libud, it's intellect, it's Geschmack, it's Verstand. But when you have Yiddish in your Teira, then your Teira is Emes. So this is what the Rebbe is saying here. It becomes your own. And at the same time, it's still Hashem's, it's still Atzilus. The idea that it's yours at the level of your understanding and still the Eibishter is breaching two opposites, which is even higher when the Teda was in Atzilus in the first place, and it comes from Sima, from Seder Sateda, from the secrets of the Teda, which is, if you're one of those people who keep score, the answer to the second question of the Maimed. The second question of the Maimed on the first page was the Yerushalmi that says, Tosem is Seder Sateda. And now the Rebbe answers it. So now the Rebbe continues on page Kuf Zayin. Vehine. What's the simple title of Eila Mishpatim Hashatosim Lefneim? Shakadosh Baruch Hu Amar LeMeisha Rabbeinu Shehu Meisha Yosem Asam Mishpatim Lefneim, that it's Meisha who has to give it to us. And now goes a third title. But the third title focuses not on what you're doing, but who's doing it. Meisha Rabbeinu. And the Rebbe goes into a huge meeting Kabbalah. And he says, Amen Nikizach. He says, all tzaddikim have two levels. The way they are, Lamaila, and the way they are, Lamata. And there's a very big difference between the Tzadik, where he is Lamaila, and the Tzadik is Lamata. What's the Raya? That the name is written twice in the Chumash. Avraham, Avraham. Yankiv, Yankiv. The double mention is two levels. The way he's in Atzilus, the way he is in Biah. And there's a psik, there's a line between the two. The first Avraham, the way Avraham is in Atzilus, and the second with Avraham is Biah. Now Moshe's name is also mentioned twice. Moshe, Moshe. But there's no line. Because Moshe down here is exactly the same as Moshe as he is Lamaila. Why? So look inside Masha Ein Kein Be Moshe, seven lines into the paragraph. That Gambi Yesei Lamata, even as Moshe is down here in this world, Heyir Be Giloi Mekede, Meshehu Ba'atzilus, it's shown into Moshe Rabbeinu, his source, as he is in Atzilus, Va'atche Ein Mechitza Ve'hefzik Be'neim, there's no separation between Moshe and Atzilus and he is down here, Loi Pasek Time, there's no interruption. Va'al Talmaz, and the reason for this is, because Shagam Be'yesei Lamata Ha'ikum Meshehu Ba'atzilus, is exactly the same as in Atzilus, is because Moshe Rabbeinu comes from higher than Atzilus, from Kesed, four lines from the end of the paragraph, V'zehu, and this is why, Shalom Moshe Nemer, only Moshe could do this. Asher tosim lifneim ki tikne. This idea that Torah comes down to the level of your understanding, and even after it comes down to the level of your understanding, it remains Hashem's Torah, which is bridging the opposites of it being yours and the Eibishter's by reaching Ein Seif. This is Asher tikne ki hachibur the beis adagis shabateira, connecting these two levels where you understand it. And that it's still HaKadosh Baruch Hu, skip the bracket, second line from the end of the paragraph, is Idea Gila de Lamaila Meshtash, you have to have Meshe Rabbeinu. And this becomes the third Taich. Ve'eila Mishpata Meshatasim Afneim Ki Tikneh. You have to teach the Torah to the Yidden in such a way that they understand it. Ki Tikneh, and it should still be the Eibishtes. But now Ki Tikneh goes on Moshe. That's why it's Lashon Yachad, Lashon Neichach. Because only Moshe could do this. Moshe has the Koyach to give us the Torah in such a way that we should be able to understand it, and even after we're able to understand it, it remains Hashem's Torah. And the Rebbe continues in Perek Vav, Vehine. So far we had what amounts to three different interpretations in the Ve'eila Mishpatim Ashatosim Lefneim Kitikne. One was a simple one, that it's part of how you teach. The second one is that even after you bring it down to the Madrega of Bria, it remains in Atzilus. And the third one was that only Moshe Rabbeinu is able to be the one to do this. So now the Rebbe says, Vihine, Pirashanal Bechitikne, according to the translation that Kitikne Koi, Alashatosim Lefneim, that when you teach Torah to a person in such a way, the Torah becomes his. And that's the Taich Kitikne, that the Torah is completely his. And nevertheless, it's Elokus, it's still the Eibishter. And Shekasha said, Pirashaposhet. It allows us to connect Kitikne not to the past but to the future. The Kitikne Koy Allah Achare Zeh Kitikne Evet. The next words are Kitikne Evet. And Evet, of course, is the idea of Kabbalah Selah. This is what the Rebbe will now explain. That when you have Ashatosim, which is an idea of understanding, there also needs to be Kitikne Evet, Bittel and Kabbalah Selah. Taiches the Rebbe Kikjalim with the Teresh Leibim the Kitikne. When a person learns Teh in a way of Kinyin. In other words, it's not just his understanding that it comes from Hashem, and Hashem is higher than his understanding. Halima chalei v'tachas habitl, his learning is a total bitl, which is bitl dehevid l'ha'adim. Da'gam sh'inyan halima du, even though everybody knows that learning doesn't mean that you shouldn't use your mind, but rather, skip the parenthesis, sh'yavin es hateira v'aseichal shalei,
You should understand the seichel, the Torah in your own seichel, which is inyan zeh kosher im ha-metzietzei. It's connected to your form. In other words, to your ego and to your limitations. V'alachas kam v'kama kashalim, which lay be v'shatei the Torah say, particularly when the Torah is considered his, mekomo kem at the same time. Since he feels notwithstanding that it came into Seichel Anushi, still Teiras Havaya. In other words, Lamaila Meseichel Anevroyim, three lines from the bottom. Vizesh other Maven Asateira Beseichel Shalei. And the whole notion that a human being understands the Teir altogether, Hashem does not have any limits. Kamle Baged the Beligival, not even the limit of being unlimited. He is able to join together the opposites of Gvul and Bligvul, which means Shaseichel Ha'olam Amugvul, a human being's limited mind. Can reach an understanding of the Eibush's infinite Seichel. And at the same time that he's understanding the Teir in his Seichel, and his Seichel in Yenabitl. It's not a contradiction to Bitl. Because the whole process of understanding Torah is not because of his mitzvahs, but because of Kadosh Baruch Hu will kill Yoch. So the words kitikne eva divni fit right in. In other words, until now we were explaining ashatofsim lifneim kitikne in a variety of different ways. Either it means that it becomes yours, or it means that it still remains getlechkeit. And the idea that it still remains getlechkeit has to do with the words eva divni, the idea of a bittel. And then Siv Zayin, the Rebbe connects it to Eilo Shel Teira, which is a Maimah Chazal, right? The Pasuk says, Hukam Ol Eilo Shel Tshuva. But there is a less common medrash about David HaMelech, where it says, Hukam Ol Eilo Shel Teira. And of course, this is discussed at length in Samach Vav, that Eilo Shel Teira means a Div Kabbalah Seil and Teira. L'cheira, Kivin Shemitz Tamateira, Yi, Sheyavin Asateira B'Zecha Shlei. Arguably, learning Teira has to do with your understanding, and he brings the idea of Natsune Bane Natsune, six lines into the paragraph, Mahawinyan Elish al Teira. So how do you have also the concept of the yoke of Teira, the idea of Elo, Inyan Abitol of Teira is supposed to be in your understanding? And the Rebbe's answer is, Rabbi Rebbe Kanal. The idea of a Hergesh, Teira Savaya, that even after you're learning it, and even after you're becoming one with it, and even after you're internalizing it, you continue to remember that it's Teira Savaya. And the fact that you're able to understand it, even though Teira Savaya is a chibur of hafcha. When you from kel yochol, skip the bracket. Gamzesh who maybe does teira b'seichel shalei. Consequently, even one's understanding of the teira is part of eilo shel teira. Shateira he odin shalei teira his master who bottled la teira. He's bottled to the teira ke'evet shemutle eilo ha'odin. So now we have this. Is, I guess you want to call it a fourth pshat. You can, but it's really an enhancement of the earlier pshatim, the second pshat and the third pshat, where kitikne means, whether it means a yid or it means Moshe Rabbeinu, that even after a yid understands it, it still remains atzilus, is connected to the idea of bittul eved divni. Last paragraph on page Kuf Ches, yesh akash zeh, where it says, ve'ela mishpatim vav mesav alinyin rishen, ma reshenim esinaf eilu mesinaf. In other words, shakeach alachi b'deshnei hafchem shabbe mishpatim. The idea that parts of Torah which one can completely understand has two opposites. Number one, Shemivana Beseichel, a person is understand him. He'll understand him in his mind. And then two lines later, Beyachadim Zen, at the same time. Tzarachliyas Shalim, which Alehem Be'evin de Kitikne. He learns it in such a way of Kitikne, which means that he appreciates that it's Teir Savaya, Teir Vatzilus, which is higher than him. Yesedim is there, moreover, Shalim, which Alehem Tzarachliyas Be'evin de Eved Eila Shal Teira. These two opposites comes from Sinai. Because only from Sinai could you have the opposite of Metzias and Bittel, and they connected to the fact that Sinai was a mountain, which is the idea of Hagbah, and that Sinai was the smallest mountain, which is the idea of Bittel. So in short, today's class discussed Torah, and the two opposites as they exist in Torah. We haven't yet fully developed the idea of Thursday, but even now you see the concept of Asher Tosa means understanding it, and your Seichel, and Kitikne means Inyan HaBitl. Now starting on Thursday, we're going to do Sif Ches. And over there he begins, look how he starts, Omer Azal Godol Talmud Shemevi Lidei Maisa. That the point of Torah is mitzvahs. And just like in Torah you have this Hafchim, you have the mitzvahs, also the same Hafchim. And at the beginning of the next paragraph it says, V'yashleim Adam, Etayim Al Zeh, Shascholos as Yivoyim Pashas Mishpatim is in Pasuk Eila Mishpatim is a Tosim of Neim Shabdava. Believe me, that Teira is brought. Says the Rebbe, skip the bracket. Kizeh Shascholos as Yivoyim the Pashas Mishpatim Dini Eved the Rambam Kiim Kolam Mitzvahs Biderach Avedes Oved, and at the same time Avedes Kabbalah still has to have Chayes VeTainuk. So the last two lines of that paragraph, Lachain, Haskalos Apasha, but with Teira. You start with Teira. And that in learning Teira, you have Taka Tainig and Achayas. But at the same time, Nimshach Me'ein Tainig V'Achayas, the Teira, Gamba Veja de Kabbalah Seil. So he's trying to say that just like in Teira, you have the two opposites of Bittel and Tam, and Tainog, the same is true in Mitzvahs. And we'll do this in Mitzvah Shem on Thursday.